Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
F-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's friends.
Yeah. Friends.
Why not? Why not? And it is time to get my close and personal friends into the studio to discuss the topics of the week gone by. They just happen to have a gig on in the Gaiety, whatever. I'm delighted to say Vogue Williams and Spencer Matthews are in studio. Hello.
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 Good morning.
How are you?
We're fantastic.
You are. Tell me about the gig. You were in the Gaiety last night.
I love the Gaiety.
You do.
I do.
So
I
you
love
live
it.
There.
I know. I've spent a lot of time in the Gaiety, and like, I'm glad I've booked my Panto tickets for December already. Like, I love that place. It's great.
Spencer, have you experienced the Gaiety Panto?
I have, yeah. Twice, actually.
Oh!
I was after that Sebastian the Crab outfit after seeing it once. No, so it's the most amazing venue, and we were delighted to be there last night.
How was the gig?
It was good.
Irish audiences are fun. Like, they are very fun. We had a great time.
I saw some clips on Instagram, and you got a phone call off a certain somebody.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on there?
Okay, so swear that wasn't planned. Vogue likes to make fun of me for loving
famous.
Well, yes. Yeah. Very one sided.
He loves
actually.
Famous people. We basically have a game in the show. Ash, funny, you do. Come on.
Yeah, well.
Absolutely. Anyone famous, he is just drawn to. He could drop everyone. He'd sell his mother for a famous person.
But then why were you.
For a good price.
Why are you so enamored by Ronan Keating if you like famous people? Like, no, but like, there has to be a level. Is like any famous person, like, is there a level?
Ronan's like, pretty famous.
I think Ronan's surely a total Irish hero. Like, do you know what I mean?
Everybody knows Ronan Keating. Yeah. Absolutely.
We called him out of the blue last night. He ignored me initially, called me back, and okay. I put him on with the entire audience, basically. Don't think he was like particularly impressed to begin with. He was quite like, oh, right. Okay.
So we're going to try and FaceTime him tonight now in the show.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
God.
I think I might have to set that one up.
He might be on the loo or something. You know what I mean? You don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that about you, because I was saying, like, okay, it is, you know, you're in Ireland now. It's a holy day today. Not many people are working, Spencer, today, except for us. But I was like, who are we going to get?
All the more reason to come to the show this evening.
On a holy fight, we're going to get Vogue and Spencer, because they're the hardest working people in the business. I mean, you're always working.
Oh, we do. We like working, to be fair. And we're not the holiest of the holy, so like I actually kind of forgot it was a holy day today.
Yeah. Okay good well, that's okay, so did I. Look, I need to talk about your rider list, because on Monday we heard from listeners about that, what they would put on their rider if they had a big show on, and obviously you're in the Gaiety. So Vogue, what's your rider like when you're back in Ireland?
Do you know what, I'm ashamed to say ours is quite boring. I like to make sure that I've got Irish crisps, so like meanies, snacks, hunky dories, they're all on the rider. Bottle of Grey Goose, because I'm too cheap to buy that myself.
It's very patriotic, the Irish crisps.
Yeah, of course.
Are you on board with that?
I'm on board with anything, you know, anything you guys put in front of me, I'm on board with, to be honest.
Yeah.
You're such a lick.
I feel like you kind of have to be, like at this stage.
He's learned very well.
The Irish are a particularly patriotic bunch.
Yeah.
We were talking about this off air. I mean, you can't get over how patriotic we are.
Well, I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
You know,
we're patriotic
down
to our butter. Like everything. It's like, oh, no. Our butter is the best butter. Our sausages are the best sausages.
And I like that you're wearing green.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
from
always
head to
here.
Toe.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, it's all purposeful. No, I cooked something the other day, and I happened to put it on socials, and I was like literally abused for not using Kerrygold.
Yeah.
So listen, there's nothing in England that would make us care about what butter you use.
Yeah, you don't care about butter.
No.
Well, they've got Lurepak, of course they don't care about butter. Yeah
that's
come
true.
On.
That is true.
Kerrygold's delicious, in fairness.
It is. You can stop being a lick. It's fine. Spencer.
Ireland's
fine.
The best country ever.
Come here. What is the fanciest thing either of you have put on a rider list or has been there for you?
I kind of wish, now that the whole thing's come to a close, like I kind of wish I'd put a puppy or something on there, just so you could borrow a puppy for the night and pet it. But like, I was just trying to be pleasant. I didn't want to get a name for myself.
Yeah, and you want to go back.
I want to go back. MCD will only put a certain amount of stuff on the rider. Now,
really?
I do know we were missing champagne. I was going to take that home with me last night, obviously, because I wouldn't drink it there. Bottle of champagne.
I've only just realised that we have an input into what we get. Yeah. Sorry, hang on. We get to choose what's in the room.
You have a night left. You can make things very different now. Listen, we need to talk about gifts, because on Tuesday, listeners were in touch about the most thoughtful gifts they've ever gotten. Not necessarily the most expensive ones or whatever. Spencer, word on the street says you are very good at gifts.
Oh, well.
Thoughtful gifts.
You are.
Thoughtful gifts, like that would nearly make you cry. You're putting us all to shame here. But how thoughtful would you rate your missus?
How thoughtful is she?
When it comes to gifts.
Oh, honestly, well, it's going to sound like I'm just being incredibly kind, but I couldn't be luckier, to be honest. She's very thoughtful. She does the majority of the heavy lifting, to be honest.
Okay.
I feel in very, very good hands. When it comes to gifts, you're great. You always get me good bits and bobs.
I do. I get you good gifts. Oh, I'd say spends more money on the gifts.
Yeah, I was about to say they're not necessarily thoughtful. I kind of wait until, you know, the maximum amount of time's elapsed.
Oh, really?
And then,
okay.
I'll get you nice stuff.
You get me nice gifts. I'm more like, I think I've got the gift giving from my mother. So like she doesn't give great
socks
gifts
and stuff.
No, you can't say that because.
Well, I did.
What, socks?
She's not listening. She doesn't give great gifts.
The mother-in-law doesn't do great gifts.
Oh, the mother-in-law does. I said my mother.
No, yeah, her mother.
Yeah.
Your mother. Okay, mom. This is good stuff.
She must know it, though. She must know it.
It's hard to buy something for you, I would say. It was like, my mother was the same with me. She's like, are you sure you have everything you need? What do I buy someone who's there? You know what I mean?
A lip balm. I tell everyone, just buy me a lip balm. But find me a lip balm I don't have and buy me a lip balm. That is like my perfect gift.
If I got you a lip balm.
No, not you. Like you have to buy it.
Yeah.
What's the most thoughtful thing Spencer has done for you?
The most thoughtful thing you've done for me. Mother's Day. Well, that's coming off the back of a bad Mother's Day. So this Mother's Day,
he did
a really good job. And I love tulips. And so I got home and there was a big...
Tulips.
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 And like he'd gotten the kids to do me a card and everything like that. So I like gifts like that.
Yeah.
Isn't it exhausting trying to get your kid to make a card for someone else? Because they lose concentration.
They're at an age now where you can kind of just like say it and it happens. Whereas like before you kind of used to have to do it for them.
Yeah.
I'll give you three sweets if you do it. The three sweets you can have.
That is the best thing about Vogue, to be honest. That will always seal the deal.
Yeah.
A card from the kids.
Absolutely.
If you've thought about that, you're good.
And golden. It is tough work. Do you do Easter bonnets over here? You have to do Easter bonnets in England.
No.
You have to make your kid an Easter bonnet. They're meant to make it.
Who's doing that for you?
I sat there and did it because we get really competitive.
Do people know that bonnets are hats, yeah? It's a hat.
Yeah, we're not stupid. What a bloody bonnet it's Spencer.
Okay.
So hang on, you were in England. Hang on. I lived in the UK for many years. I never remember. Well, I didn't have kids then. But you have to make,
you make an Easter bonnet. And like it's
and put it on the child.
On the kid and pretend that they've made it when they've absolutely nothing to do with it.
Gotcha.
But someone complimented my Easter bonnet not knowing it was mine. They were like, do you see the kid with the dinosaur hat? I was like,
excuse me, hang on a second.
I made the dinosaur hat with you.
Are you
did the face and you didn't even do a good job on your
face.
Part.
You did the face.
You just said she does all the heavy lifting, so you're taking back that statement.
No,
I'm
going to use the time we have in this interview to make it clear that I made the dinosaur bonnet.
Okay, so it can be a dinosaur bonnet. It can be any kind of it. It doesn't have to be like a bonnet.
We have a bunny for Gigi. I was raging because Gigi got sick on Easter bonnet day and I put a lot of effort into her Easter bonnet. So I made her put it on anyway. She was miserable in the picture. I was like, I'm getting a picture of that at least.
Come here, what about re-gifting? Because you both obviously get a lot of stuff. Do you ever re-gift that stuff? That's what I tend to do. I just give it away.
Oh, constantly. Yeah. But I used to give it to people as a gift. Like I'd be like, oh, Amber, happy Christmas. And then she's like, Amber's my sister. She's like, you can't give me free gifts for Christmas. So then they get a bag of free stuff and then the gift that I've bought.
That's very kind.
Yeah, yeah.
Like chains that have your name on them. She's like, that's okay.
Like, that's good. Like my kids have a Theodore necklace.
We also seem to get all of Joanne McNally's gifts as well.
We do actually, yeah.
Is there a reason that she uses our house as her postal drop-off?
Well, because she's always away. So
she's
all
always
of her
moving around, isn't she?
Well, all of her stuff gets shipped to our house. Sometimes I'll have a little snoop. There's a lovely pair of runners that arrived the other day.
She's off to another podcast about Avril Lavigne. How do you feel about that, Vogue?
Oh, I'm happy. Sure, I'm off doing another podcast as well.
I know you are, but you're allowed.
We like to do the dirty on each other and then come back.
Okay.
We have a great relationship
That is good. What do you call it? Polyamorous kind of vibe.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're like.
I like it. Okay.
Spread our charms.
Can we talk about most embarrassing mistakes? Spencer, I feel like you're going to take this. we did.
Is there any particular reason why you think that?
Because Vogue made a comment about... your fascination with famous people, okay? And just, Ronan
Keating. Can I just set the record straight? That's, just because we're on the radio, that's not strictly true. It is more of a joke in the show. But anyway, yes.
What happened at the BAFTAs then?
Yeah, no, I...
That was not good. That was bad.
I'm a big Cillian Murphy fan, okay. Right? Who isn't? Right? This is pre-Oscar as well. I just love him. I think he's great. And I saw him and I thought to myself, this is just one of those times. I've just got to go and give him a hug or something. I have to make my affection known for him. But it was just made really...
I went and hid. So I was like, don't do it. It's funny. He doesn't like that. He's known not to like
that.
So I was like...
It wasn't a kind of like, oh, let's just have a quick kind of handshake. It was, I had to stand behind him whilst he was talking to a group of people. And it got quite awkward to the point where the people were kind of like, Cillian, there's like someone behind you, basically. And he just spun round and it wasn't the friendliest bloke I've ever met, to be honest. And I was just like, oh, hey, good luck tonight. Big fan, type of thing. And he was just like, thanks. And then I was like, oh, crikey. In future, I will make sure that I have good chat.
It's not
when
your
I
fault. Spencer, it's not your fault. He's renowned
like
for this.
It. He doesn't like it. And that's fine. He doesn't want to be annoyed. You're just standing like he was standing really close
to him
as well.
No,
breathing
I shattered
on
him.
The back
I
of his
him.
Neck. Like,
affectionately, actually.
Yeah, and the fact that you had in your head you were going to hug him is a bit,
Well...
Did he smell nice?
I
you were that close.
I love a hug, right? Like, if you can hug, I think people should hug. And I wanted to hug him. I hear you.
But he's not a hugger.
And why not? I know he's not. I knew this before doing it.
Yeah, but you can't stop yourself.
I did it anyway.
Look, he's no Ronan Keating.
Yeah.
You know Ronan likes you. He answered your call last night.
He'd hug you. I'd say he'd hug you.
I don't think he'll ever talk to me again. Honestly, I like...
But for the sake of the show, I hope he picks up tonight.
We're gonna have to reach out.
Don't tell anybody this. I know we're on air, but I fell out with his missus.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's all fine now. We made up because I revealed that her real name is actually Sharon.
We're doing it again here.
I'm just reminding people. So I was like, oh, her name is actually Sharon, and then I made a stupid comment. I was like, would you like buy a pair of shoes? She was selling, would you buy a pair of shoes off Sharon?
My real name's Mary, by the way.
No, it's not. But
my dad wishes it was,
She, it is true, but she changed her name to Storm, and Storm's a lovely name. But we did make amends, and she came on the radio show. And we hugged. Stop looking at me like that, Kate. It's fine.
Oh, God, now you've brought it up again. And now we're dragged into it.
We hugged it out. It was fine. And she's more of a Storm.
How did you find that out?
I met someone who is a journalist who worked in Australia who was on my show and told me, and I said it. I just blurted it out because I can't.
To be honest, if I could change my name from Spencer to Storm, I would.
Yeah. Storm's a great name.
It's a cool name.
But look, shout out to the Sharons.
Yeah. And the Karens
the
and
Shatters,
everyone else with a name that, lots of
people.
I think
change.
She could rock. She can rock the Sharon. She can rock the. Do you want me to move on?
Yeah.
Vogue, do you have an outstanding cringy moment that springs to mind?
A cringy moment. Not really. Like, I'm one of those people. It happened in the airport actually on the way here, but it really happens all the time. And I don't know why. You know, when you think someone's waving at you and they're waving, and you're like,
That's funny.
You know you don't know them and you're just waving, and then they walk to the person behind you and you're like, oh God.
So hang on, you wave back at random strangers who wave.
Well, yeah, because I don't know if I know them or not. So I'm just like, oh yeah. And then they're not waving at me.
That's really,
I know. It's just, you're a bit like,
but
oh,
it's a great story for them. They're like, oh my God, Vogue Williams.
That loser.
Waving at me like a lunatic. Yeah. Lads, thank you for being my friends and joining me. Tell me, the show's tonight. Is there tickets still available? Where can people get them?
Tickets are still available. Ticketmaster.ie.
Amazing.
Or at the Gaiety website.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, there's only like two or three, so you better rush.
Yeah, go and get them. Go and get them. And the one and only Ronan Keating might be making an appearance.
Quite possibly.
Well, not now. You've ruined it for us.
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
Spencer, you're doing a show about pilgrimage. Is that what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's out. Is this live?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I bet you're glad that all of the Storm stuff is so prominent. Pilgrimage launches. Crikey, it's like a business. No, it's out tonight.
It's out tonight.
BBC iPlayer, if I think.
Was it intentional? Yeah, it is a thing. BBC iPlayer. Was it intentional for it to come out on a holy day?
Certainly was, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not an executive producer on the show, but yes, it was intentional.
Okay.
Did I find God? I felt quite changed by the experience.
Okay.
I kind of mean it. It was a really cool, interesting, fun show. It's quite lighthearted, but it's also quite deep in places. The show, I'm actually quite proud of the show.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
You do some cracking telly, I have to say.
Yeah, thanks so
you're
much.
Not bad. You married a good one. I have to bring this up because a lot of people are texting in. You had to make a comment. You had to retaliate to some people who were making comments about your weight recently.
Yes. I don't think people should comment on the appearance of others. I happen to be losing weight on purpose at the moment.
Yeah.
Because I'm training for a world record endurance attempt.
Show off.
But there's only one way to put it, to be honest. And I'm kind of aware, and no, it's just it's no big deal really. Obviously, we have kids, and
yeah.
I kind of worry for what social media can be like or feel like to people.
Do you think it's important to call people out?
I wasn't really intentionally trying to call people. It's just I was quite surprised by the amount of people that were calling me like unwell.
Yeah.
Or like it felt like false concern. So I don't know. I just thought I'd post. I kind of wrote it in my notes and just posted it on a whim, and it was received really interestingly. It was you know. But
it's interesting. It's a reminder, you know. And you've done it before as well. I know you have when you talk about some of the comments you get, and it's important to do because it's just a reminder for everybody to be kind online.
I think people are forgetting about that all over again. I think it's starting to become
exhausting. Constant reminder, yeah.
I just think if your appearance is varying or changed for whatever reason, there might be a reason for that. People might actually be ill. You know, it's kind of like I just don't think it's really up for people discussion. Shouldn't comment on others people's appearance.
I mean, enough when they were commenting on his tash, like that was fair enough.
Ah, yeah,
the mustache is fair game.
Yeah,
you know, but you know. Body weight and general appearance, I think, is not great.
Not at all. Lads, an absolute pleasure. Go and enjoy your day, but you are working later on as well. Yeah. The show is on in the Gaiety. Ticketmaster.ie, you can go to MCD. You can also go to the Gaiety. Who is texting you now?
Sorry, that's my Apple Watch.
Who's texting you?
I can't turn the thing off. It's our director, actually, for this evening.
They're like, get back to work.
Sending us the one note that she had from last night.
Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.